I love that. Perfect synchronization. We've got a special guest here on this Tuesday night, May 4th, our 196th episode of the Hoosier Sound, where we are the official podcast of Indiana HQ. We are so excited and so fired up to have Straight No Chaser, the famous Hoosier-born, Hoosier-originated a cappella music group. We've got three members joining us. We may have another one coming out of a baby raising class at some point here. We've got Seggy, Steve, and Jerome. It's the official podcast of Indiana HQ. We try to bring coverage to Indiana University sports, as well as Indiana University alumni, to as many fans as possible across a multitude of modern platforms. I'm your host, Nathan Christian. Here with me tonight is my usual podcast co-host, Noah Freeman. Guys, Straight No Chaser, welcome to our show. Saggy, I'm going to start over with you first. How's life? How are things going? You were telling me you're a big IU sports fan. What are your general thoughts on the state of the basketball program right now?
Man, things are good, man. We are super pumped for Woody to come in here and teach these kids some basketball, hopefully teach them how to shoot, play some defense, you know, all the good things. But, you know, I think he's doing a great job. Like his mission one was getting TJD to come back. He accomplished that. And then he was like, all right, let's go round this roster out and get everyone we need back and get some other transfers and really lock it in, you know? So we're all pretty hype about what's going on with the basketball team. Obviously we're hype with what's going on with the football team. Not too excited that WAP is going to be playing in a division rival with the Lions, but hey, I'm happy that he's in the NFL right now. So that's cool. But things are good, man. Straight No Chaser's getting ready to get back to doing some shows. We've got some live stream shows we're doing next weekend in DC. You can check out information at sncmusic.com. But yeah, man, we're just chilling, living that stay-at-home dad life.
Steve, how about you, man? Let's go over to you next. I mean, the NFL draft happened over the weekend. Mike Woodson's the Indiana basketball coach. How are you feeling? I know you guys haven't been in the NCAA tournament for a while, but how are you feeling about the basketball team as it currently stands?
The basketball team is looking real nice. I mean, we're still a little short, I guess, up front with Race and Trace at 6'9", 6'8", or so, kind of right now expected to be your fives. But everything else that you were needing to fill in, you know, you needed that alpha dog at point guard who can get in the lane, make some things happen. Got Xavier Johnson coming in. You needed shooting. Parker Stewart just went 20 of 21 in a practice. Are you kidding me? Come on. Tamar Bates, like, he was ranked number 65. ESPN just moved him up to number 23. Like, he's right there at that borderline five-star rating. Like, everything is looking nice. The 2022 guys that they want, they're getting great traction with. So, it's been a really a 180 degree turnaround. But then just looking across the entire sports landscape, if you can get basketball up to what we think Woody can do, you're looking at just everything kind of hitting on all cylinders with football, with women's basketball and the job Terry Morin's doing, Mercer and the baseball team, like everything's, of course, Yeagley and the soccer team. I mean, that's just the sun rises, the sun sets, and IU kicks butt in soccer. So those are the things you can count on. So, you know, it's nice to see everything hitting on all cylinders. And I hope Woody gets us there with the basketball team.
It will be an all-encompassing episode for sure. We'll get to all the topics, but we also still have to kick it over to Jerome. It's going to be a jam-packed episode. I'm here as well. We've got five people. It'll be a crazy episode, maybe six. But Jerome, now kick it off. I know you're kind of getting all of the scraps that Seggy and Steve haven't said for what you've.
Oh, well, look, hey, first off, thanks for having us. This is an honor to be on the show. You know, to kind of piggyback what they said, IU is at an all-time high of sports. Back when I went to college, back in the dinosaur years, you know, look, we had, we didn't have any teams. I came in at 94. We were in the Pollen Wiener Bowl. That was the only bowl game that we even had in my existence. We've had some good talent during that time. Alex Smith, a lot of good quarterbacks, a lot of good cornerbacks. But IU basketball has been the one thing that actually brought me, music was brought me to Indiana. But IU basketball was Bobby Knight and Calvert Chaney was a big deal. So I'm very proud of our Indiana sports, because the one thing I thought we were lacking is we were just kind of known as a basketball school. Now we are kind of showing that we are good at everything. And I think it's exciting, and I wish it could have been a little bit more exciting when I was at school. But we're Hoosiers for life. So this is exciting time for our sports, for all the things that are going on, for all the recruits. So Indiana sports is at an all time high, and it's exciting to be a part of it. So yeah, I picked up your scraps. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Speaking of where I know not everyone in the group currently went to school in that late 90s era, just when you guys officially created the group. But for many of you that were there during that time, we obviously now have an assistant coach that started playing right at the end of your career. So what are your thoughts on being able to see Dane Fife first as a player when you guys were a student, as a player at the time, many of you guys were there, and now coaching the Hoosiers with Mike Woodson?
I mean, the saying is back home again in Indiana. I mean, this is right. Where his roots are. I think this is a match made in heaven. So happy to have him back. And I think he's going to add a lot, because I think in one time after Wood's done, I think he could be the next Indiana head coach. So this is a coach in the making. I think that he brings a lot of tenacity and experience to our coaching staff. So I'm excited to have him. And I think that Dane Fife's going to be a name that people are going to know for a long, long time.
Yeah. And to Jerome's point, like he's a Michigan kid, but when he came back to IU, he said, I'm home again. And I mean, that nothing is more endearing to a Hoosier fan than that. But you look at, again, what we were lacking on the court the last few years, it's that tenacity. Dane played with, he was the biggest bulldog ever. I mean, he's just a crazy, crazy competitor. If he can impart that to some of our guys, you're going to see some nice things. He's already been talking up Rob Finnessy on every interview he's done. And I'm just looking for Rob to have just an incredible senior year.
Oh yeah, super looking forward to Dane coming back. I actually saw Dane play in high school. I was pretty young, but they were visiting our high school and they destroyed us probably by 100 or 200 points. But yeah, loved watching him in college. You know, my freshman year was the year we made the title run, and dude is just a baller. And I think something he's going to emphasize to these kids is don't foul someone shooting a three. And I think we'll be good.
I feel like I learned that in, you know, ninth grade intramural basketball. Yeah, just when my neighbor yelled at me to stop hitting the guy. One question I had for the whole group, I mean, especially when you guys go back on tour, what's life like as an IU sports fan? How do you watch games? How frequently do you watch games? Do you have watch parties? How does that sort of thing work out in following the cream and crimson?
So we watch every game, football, basketball, doesn't matter. Basketball usually happens when we're on stage. So we all enter the bubble. No social media, no texts. You turn your phone off, tell your wife, hey, I'm going to be on the bus after the game. We're going to watch the game as if it's live. We don't know what's happening. We don't know the outcome. My phone will be off. Get on the bus after the show. We watch the game, generally celebrate after a win. And yeah, we'll usually find a place to watch the football games. We'll find a bar close by to the venue. Obviously we won't drink ever. But you know, we'll definitely get down with some IU. We have watch parties. We'll usually pile onto one bus, watch the games, or Jerome will have his Fire Stick backstage, plug it into a TV, watch the games. But yeah, we don't miss a minute of action. Never.
Except that Jerome never enters into the bubble and then walks around giving spoiler alerts the whole time. Like, you guys are going to like this one. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, I can't watch a tape game. I'm running back and forth. Truth be told, my wedding was delayed 7 minutes because we were having it was Indiana football versus Missouri that year. They were ranked like really ranked in the country.
That was the game too.
Yeah, and I was about to go and get in place, and I just told her, just hold on a second. We're about to win this game. Was that more important than getting married? No. No. She's not watching. So yeah, but IU sports is something we live and breathe and die by. It actually is one thing that actually bonds us all together, because you know, NFL we all have different teams, NBA we all have different teams, but the one thing we have a connection is Indiana sports. So whatever we watch, I mean, it could be I'm getting excited watching about seeing our Indiana baseball team. So it's really cool to see Indiana sports, and that's the one bond we all will keep, and I think it's great.
Now that my son plays soccer and baseball, and we've been watching IU soccer on the Big Ten Network, and just the incredible year that they have year after year. It's just it's a cool thing to enjoy ourselves, but then also share with our kids.
Something like 8 Sweet 16s in a row, I think, for the soccer team is what they're ridiculous. On. Yeah. Something like that.
This,
yeah.
This last game was tough though, man. St. Francis came to play. Like that one dude who was injured but running full sprints behind our defense. I was watching that game. I was trying to get my son into it, but he's 4 years old and doesn't really care about anything. It was intense, man. When it got to PKs, I was just like, all right, our keeper's been standing on his head this whole game.
Celentano is a beast, man.
Dude, he saved two shots that are no-brainer goals with just about any other goalie. So he was definitely the MVP of that game for sure.
Now, speaking of watching all of these games and, of course, getting back to Bloomington to visit, let alone if you're doing a concert at the auditorium or something like that, is probably hard to come by. So do you guys get to go to see games live very much, or are you to go when you're in town, do you try and go see games? What is the live experience like for all of you?
Well, for football, I got lucky. I got to see the bowl game. Unfortunately, it wasn't a win for us, being if I'm down in Florida. So I got to see the game. Yeah. So it was tough, but to see us, that was the first time I've ever been to a bowl game, period. So it was, even though we lost, it was kind of an exciting moment. It was great to see how great. Look, I don't think this is understated. Our fans travel with the best of them, and we just kind of took over Tampa. It was IU South for a day. It was great. Wish we'd have won, but I think that obviously Allen got us on the right track. I think we're going to be just fine going forward. We just got a great 4-star recruit yesterday or 2 days ago. So, we can get those 4 or 5s. We'll become a program to be reckoned with.
Steve, when was the last time we were all together before COVID?
Last time was in March. We were rehearsing. And oh, by the way, we went and saw the IU Minnesota game. But then each year, I live in Cincinnati, so about 2.5 hours away, which is handy. So I've been able to take my son to a game. I've been able to take my daughter to a game. One year, just as a Christmas present, I took all the guys in my family up to IU to Assembly Hall for a game. We saw actually Juwan Morgan's senior day game, and it was just incredible. It's an environment unlike any other. So it's a treat to live close by and be able to check those things out.
That was also, didn't you guys go? I saw you at Iowa game. I had floor seats.
Steve and I went to Iowa with our wives, and that was just an unreal game.
It was unreal, and my wife is still mortified. She's like, "You can go with Seggy anytime you want, but I'm never going with you two again."
I got lucky enough to see that game. They were number 9 in the country. We beat them. That was they had Jock, who's really good. They had some players, but I remember we toughed that out. It was a fun game to be at. It was good to see. Good enough to see the bros there at the game too.
Was that team with Iowa guy that kept poking people's eyes? Forgot his name.
That guy. Yeah, I can't remember his name either.
Woodbury, wasn't him?
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah. So with all of this, just taking in all of these Hoosier games as a group, who is the craziest or the – crazy is a good word. Who's the craziest when all of you are watching games together on a bus or wherever.
I see that you're looking at those two in my camera. They're over here, but yeah, I mean, Seggy is vocal. I'm more of a pace. I'm a pace guy. I can't sit still. Steve is more of calling the plays. Why aren't they running the back door and picket fence? And it's like, all right, man, like they can't hear you, bro. But like, so they get really intense into the game. I can't. I'm one of those guys that like, if we start losing, I have to walk away, or I'm the reason. What's super? We all gonna have our superstition, but I would say the two most vocal are those two. Like, yo, man, yo, he can't hear you, man. Sit you behind down. We trying to watch the game, bro.
All I'm saying is somebody's got to call out the screens, man.
Yeah, and what I do is provide true value in finding the flaws in the other team's players and incessantly making fun of them. Just making fun of them to the point where if they were around, they would literally be in tears.
Different color commentary, per se.
Sure, sure, yeah.
You'd be great commentary.
Yes, you'd be a great heckler if you were on the sidelines next to, like, if they're shooting free throws, something like, yeah, it's like so and so's got taken to school by his mom today or something like that. Yeah.
Unfortunately, he does the same thing at our shows. So
okay. Yeah.
So funny story. My freshman year, I was at an IU soccer game, and I can't remember who we were playing, but there was this kid on the other team who had these like bright neon boots, and I was just clowning him the whole game. And mind you, I probably had some beers, and I'm just clowning this kid. And eventually, the lady in front of me turns around. She's like, "That's my son."
Oh no!
Shut up! And I was like, you know what? Then it's your fault because you should know better. And I was like, oh, dude, it's so many foot and mouth moments. It's been great.
Did you buy the shoes? Because I'll turn on you.
I would say our best IU moment altogether is San Diego Watford shot. We had we all went to a place, someplace down in San Diego. We had a show that night, but it was the Watford shot versus Kentucky. And it was.
Looks like Jerome,
muted yourself.
Yeah, you muted yourself. I love
right
that story.
Right at the climax of the story, too.
So, Jerome, we were at the part where you were in San Diego watching the Indiana-Kentucky game.
Worst, man. Technology, I want
what
my
happened? Back.
So we're in San Diego. It's the greatest moment we've had together watching IU sports. It was the Watford shot versus Kentucky. And we had a show in just a couple of hours, not even in, you know, not all. It was a couple of hours we had to get back, and I think it was one of the most exciting shows, but not the best sounding shows we did, because we were screaming a little bit. I mean, how could you not? That is probably one of the coolest moments that we were all together to see. I would say the best moment probably for all of us being together, because it was the entire group, and we came back, and it was. We didn't really, sorry, San Diego, we didn't give you a good show because we were into ourselves and screaming and our voices are gone. So this is, hello, San Diego. We'll come back and do a better show next time. But that was cool IU moment ever.
Your wedding was another good one when we beat Mizzou. That was a good one because we were all there. We were all together and we were all super, super hype.
Yeah, I don't know about getting married, but I'm just kidding. That was a great, great, cool day.
But I mean, made it all. It's so incredible because if they show that highlight at Knicks, still everybody cheers at Knicks to this day.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
For sure.
Yeah, they cheer in Knicks. They cheer in Warsaw. They cheer in California and New York and everywhere in between. Just a friendly reminder for those of you that are listening to this podcast, if you'd like to subscribe to our podcast for free, all you have to do is search for the Hoosier Sound wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay up to date with all of our information by following us on Twitter at IndianaHQ and at the Hoosier Sound. I just wanted to apologize for the technical difficulties we had with the YouTube live stream, but that's back up and running. Guys, talk to me about Tom Allen. I mean, he's a guy who has rejuvenated, reinvigorated, re-energized this football program. Zaggy, I see you wearing your LEO t-shirt. I'll start with you. I mean, what's it been like watching Tom Allen coach this football team? And have you had any fan experience or people say, hey, LEO, or hey, you know, how's Tom Allen? How's he going?
I'll tell you what it's like watching him coach. Have you ever seen a brick wall? Yeah.
So, is that a real question?
Uh-huh. Sure.
When you hear him address his team, he makes you want to run through that brick wall for him. Like, you just get so hype. It's like intensity for a true reason. It's heartfelt. It's not just like a BS coach trying to like fire up his team. This dude is like ingrained in these players. And you know, and I think we're very, very lucky to have him, because I think he would do this wherever he was, because he's that passionate about his guys. And the proof is in the pudding, man. Like, this guy is, we're producing. You know, when I was at IU, yeah, we had Antoine Randall L my freshman year, and it was amazing to watch, but the team around him wasn't what this is. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't have several guys getting drafted and getting signed to teams. Like, this is, you know, this is new territory, or refound territory, I should say, for IU football. But man, Tom Allen, we've been very blessed in Straight No Chaser to have, you know, great ties with the university. We were pretty tight with Coach Crean while he was there. We've gotten to meet, you know, a lot of cool people. We haven't met Tom Allen yet, and we're still really, really hoping we get to soon, because, man, that guy, he has all of our utmost respect, and cannot wait to, you know, just let him know how much we are traveling the country trying to represent what he is building and how he speaks and how LEO, you know, like, we want to represent that in every city we go to in the country and worldwide. You know, we are all about Tom Allen. You know, one of my Slack names is Tom Allen Fan Club President. So I'm all in.
I love it. I love it. I mean, Steve, how about you? You know, who are some of the favorite guys you have on sort of the last couple years of IU football? What were some of the big highlights for you in the last couple seasons in the Tom Allen era? The Hoosiers beat Michigan, the Hoosiers beat Penn State. I mean, it had to be really fun to watch it all.
Of course. I mean, the reach against Penn State was just incredible. It set the tone for the entire year. But some of the amazing things were watching them play Michigan State, where I think they maybe got across the 50-yard line once. I mean, their defense was just so locked in, watching guys like Tywan Mullen and Jamar Johnson, who we had just had a buddy ask us, he's a Broncos fan. He said, what do you think about Jamar Johnson? He said, the fact that you got him in the fifth round is ridiculous. That is a steal. Says, I think he was, I mean, he's going to be great.
Absolute steal.
The guy just makes picks, just makes plays. But you're seeing now, like, the entire McCullough family tree is coming in to just be the next wave. And they are just ridiculous with the linebacker, the kid from Miami who just transferred in. He's going to be in your safety spot. Like, he's going to be great. But then his two brothers are then going to be the two highest rated recruits we've ever had. So it's just, this seems much more sustainable than even Mallory. You know, it seems to be growing on itself. And it, you know, I hope that the results keep coming, because that's just going to keep bringing recruits. And that moment they had at the end of the Wisconsin game, again, that's the best recruiting video anybody's ever had. And it was on national TV. So let's go.
Yeah. I tweeted this out of last week or a couple of weeks ago. I feel like we've heard now countless amount of times, highest rated recruit ever in the history of IU football, just from Tom Allen himself. And it kind of speaks volumes of what he's been able to do. But Jerome, are you much of a football guy? Have you been able to keep up with all the Tom Allen stuff just as much as Seggy and Steve?
See, the beauty of it is I bought the Big Ten Network just for Indiana football. It is something that is, I've always thought we were just on the cusp. I just always thought we could just find that one coach, that one player, that one time that we can go over the top. And I think mostly it was great to hear the other players and other coaches around the country talk about him. They all said the same thing, that this guy is the right guy for that program, for any program. And to hear them say that, wouldn't you want to play for him? To hear former players saying, I wish I could have played for him. It shows that we're on the right track. Like, I've always said, oh man, I've always was on that. They're going to let you down. They let me up, and it was exciting. I wish we could have won the bowl game. Yeah. I'm, you know, college football is probably one of my favorite things to watch, the action. And now that Indiana's on the map and they can see our game, we're on prime time and things of that nature. It's super, super exciting. So I'm excited where Indiana football is going. And I'm hoping that he's just going to keep building our program so that we are a top five football program. I think we can be there. And I think we have the right guy doing the right thing. So, hey, Club Nitton, I'm loving that music. Play that music. Nitton got music. Nitton, let me hear that music in the back.
Calvin Harris is doing the soundtrack for this thing.
All right, everyone's got to be silent. You can hear it.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. We're going back on mute.
Yeah. No, Jerome, I totally feel you with that. With that bowl game, I was on the sidelines for the Tennessee game up in Jacksonville, and oh, man, it was just heartbreaking. But both Steve and Drum, you guys kind of mentioned multiple Indiana coaches, especially since Straight No Chaser was established. You've gone through, Indiana has gone through just a number of coaches. You start with Cam Cameron, Jerry DiNardo, Terry Heppner, Bill Lynch, and then things start to get better with Kevin Wilson. Then now we see where they are with Tom Allen. What has that been, at least in your fandom? How is that transformation seen from all of those coaches up to where we are with Coach T.A.?
I think Terry Heppner is the what could have been. You know, I mean, just such a loss. He was just, by all accounts, I never got to meet the man, but by all accounts, just such a great man, such a great dude. And I think that is the one that maybe could have done this beforehand. Who's to say? I know Bill Lynch tried to follow in those footsteps, but it's that intangible. It's that intangible that we're seeing that Terry Allen or Tom Allen has. So to everybody else's point, it's always been, when we had Antoine Riddle, and he was the most exciting thing in college football, but you can't do it alone. And now what Tom Allen has done is just create a team. He's got stud players, but just every step of the way, all of our recruits are level up and they keep leveling up each year. And that's what's kind of taken us to that next level.
Shout out to LeBron Williams, though. LeBron Williams was also on that team with Randall Allen. That dude was a beast, and he never got any love, man. That dude should definitely have played next level. He's running back. Sick. Sick player.
And, well, Adewale Egunle, yeah. I mean, they had some guys, just not enough.
I think all the other coaches had the intentions to be good. Of course, they want to come in and do successful. I think Allen has the X's and O's over them. I think he puts his players in the best position to succeed. And I think when you see that other players are now gravitating to that, because he's going to put them in a position to show what they're best at. And I think that the other ones, they had the energy, and all those other coaches, I have nothing but respect for them because they tried. But I think this coach has the wherewithal to put these players in the right places. And I think he's just going to take us to the next level. I think we're going to be seeing bowl games for the next few years. And I just hope that we can get into one of those big ones. It was cool. It was exciting to see where we're at this year. I mean, never in my life have we seen, we've always played them well. Penn State, Michigan State, all in the same year. That is just something that doesn't happen. So it's just like, whoa, this is okay. You know, we are on the right track. So Indiana football is, and hey, Leo, let's go. Let's and Seggy's son is awesome, named Leo. So Seggy, but you know, he should be in bed. Leo, but it's exciting. And I think Indiana football is where we should, is where people want to go now. And hey, why would you not want to play this? So go Hoosiers.
And I think the next step is just learning to win the bowl game. It's a different beast. You're taking it totally out of the swing of a season. You're basically a month removed from your regular season and all the momentum you've generated. And there's a long list of coaches that have lost 2 to 4 bowl games to start their career and then go on an incredible run of 4 to 5 bowl wins in a row. So I think if they can get over that hump, then the sky's the limit.
We don't want to take up too much of your time because we're super appreciative of all the time you've been able to give us and everything. But before we finish up with a couple of fun questions, each of you, what are your predictions? Where will Indiana finish in the Big Ten for football and then basketball this coming season? You can give a rough like 3 to 5 or whatever the range is.
I'll say we'll finish, spot. I'll say IU football will finish 3rd in the Big Ten for football. And basketball, I think we'll finish, man, the tough part about basketball is this could turn around unbelievably quickly. Like, we have all of the talent to finish atop the Big Ten. The question is, can we do it this quickly? I'm going to say, I'm not going to put too much pressure on them because I know they're all watching. I'm going to say, I'm going to say we'll finish 5th in basketball, 5th in the Big Ten in basketball, get into the tournament under the radar and then win the whole thing.
That's actually pretty crazy, Seggy, because those are my exact rankings for both teams. I think 3 is going to be tough, but for football. But I think we can get there. Look, with Trace coming back, everybody coming back, Fantasy, you know, mostly everybody coming back. With the talent he comes in, we're a little small, but I think with that NBA experience, so I agree with the 3 and 5. So I'm going to stick with that. So 3 and 5. I also lock it in. So that's my lock it in. 3 and 5.
You guys have no confidence. I'm saying we go 2 in the Big Ten East. We're going to run it back on Michigan and Penn State. Eat it. And then
there we go. I like that.
Now when we look at basketball, you got to look at how much everybody lost. Illinois has got nothing coming back. Wisconsin, everybody graduated, and they were all 28 years old anyways. Michigan, Franz Wagner is going NBA. He just announced that today. So that's a huge hit to their – I know that they've got a great class coming in. Everybody from Michigan State seems to be decommitting. Like, I think we can go 3rd. I think if they can turn it around, if they can shoot, they can go get up to 3rd. I think
– We want that, Steve. We want that. We hope that. We're being not confident. We're being realistic. Relax.
We're in the off season. This is the time to shoot.
But
for this stuff.
I do see your point about losing a lot of players. A lot of these teams lost to the 3rd. But look, Minnesota still has a pretty good team out there. You know, even though these teams lost players, when you get a name like
that, basketball,
Minnesota, then they had a pretty
Marcus
good
Marcus Carr is gone. Liam Robbins is gone. Like, Iowa's losing Garza.
Well, yeah, that's
CJ
all.
CJ Frederick. I mean, it's Frederick. That's the different guy. That's Toussaint. CJ Frederick ain't French.
CJ.
CJ.
Purdue's supposed to be a tough out next season. We haven't beaten those guys in.
Right. We need. I mean, if we can win one of those games, that would be a big win for us this year, because Jaden Ivey looks pretty darn tough. Trayvon Williams is coming back, or Trayvon Williams. But
also,
they're the only ones.
Michigan's gonna be tough. Michigan's tough.
But also, did you think about this? That Purdue sucks. So, I mean, did you think about it that way? Like, did you really like consider that aspect of it? Because when you think about it that way, it doesn't matter what their record is. Purdue sucks. We'll be fine.
I love it.
They deliver a great pizza.
Oh man. So here's the deal. If Straight No Chaser was a basketball team, who's the head coach? Who's the best player? Who's the spark off the bench? What are we talking? You can also bring in Jasper and Tyler.
Full group. Bring them all in.
Full group.
Straight No Chasers are our Indiana basketball team. What are we looking at?
So I'll give Jasper six man.
I think Jerome, Steve, and Mike will be our 1, 2, 3. They're our shooters. Also all of our height, Steve and Mike. man, after that, I'll crush the defense in boarding and passing. Tyler can pass, Tyler can shoot.
Great forward.
I don't know anything about Jasper's basketball skills.
I'll give Walt maybe coach.
We're not going to win a lot of games. That's the long and short of it.
Well, we've played one game. and we are 1-0. We got to scrimmage the IU basketball team at Midnight Madness, and we were playing for a while, and I don't know, baskets were scored by them, I guess. I don't know. And then Crean called out, next basket wins, and we scored, so we won.
And it set the tone for a disastrous year. So great job, guys.
Yeah. Well,
what was the tall guy, Joe?
Tijon.
Was this
Tijon?
Yeah, I told him from the waist down. I told him from the waist down he was mine. So he was
that's gross. So
a lot of information to give out on the podcast, Jerome.
what I would do to be 7 feet tall just for like a week.
You know, I'd love to dunk a basketball. Right. It'd be nice.
On like a 10-foot hoop, not like the Nerf.
Exactly.
Have you ever been on a plane? I feel like being 7 feet tall would be terrible. I'd rather.
That's what I'm saying, though. Just for a week,
though, man. Yeah. You're gonna walk through a lot of doors in a week.
He has a card table. Has a TV stand.
That's right. I hit my head on the ceiling here. How about this? You guys have all been in Bloomington. What's the go-to restaurant for the three of you? What's your favorite place to eat? Now that restaurants are opening back up slowly but surely.
Zagreb's for a, like, if we're going to go big time dinner, we'll go Zagreb's. Obviously, our favorite bar still and always will be Kilroy's. We have to make an appearance at Nick's as well. I don't really know of the new spots. Like, late night for us was La Bamba's. You guys didn't, there's no La Bamba's. Like, I think it's like an Urban Outfitters. I was like, La Bamba's is just so sold out. You know, like the Von Lee was really a movie theater. You know, like that. Sorry, I'm old.
Silent films.
It was just Kirk. There's no wood just yet. Just like, I mean, it was, we, but like Nick's is our spot. Kilroy's is our spot. I mean,
I think Planet, very underrated burrito.
Yeah.
Pizza Express, obviously.
Malibu they Grill.
They got rid of Mad Mushroom, so I'm upset about that.
Farm, obviously, Cafe, so much good.
Gotta give a little love to Upland. Upland's always a good time.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Back in the day, it was Yogi's.
Yogi's is back, though. It took over Scotty's spot. Now, I hear there's
Irish Lion, too. Mm, yeah.
Trojan Horse. I hear there's a new Mexican spot, right, like Kitty Corner from Yogi, the new Yogi's, kind of in that spot that was like a cursed restaurant spot, turned over like every 2 years.
No, you're thinking of Taco Bell, Seggy.
I can
confirm for Seggy, there is a new Mexican place there. It's called La Una Cantina.
Okay. Right,
I've heard good things, so right there, yeah. I have to check
right,
it out.
Right across like, the street from Taco Bell. Real
and,
so, intense
and Social Cantina and yeah. Smoked. And like those. Yeah, those are all good. I mean, there's a lot of good food. And I love all the little ethnic restaurants. So they're on 4th Street.
Obviously, Puccini's, you know, if you're trying to go on a date and you're 18. And
that's the beauty of Bloomington is that we never thought you'd come to college town and be able to find so many amazing places to eat. Back when I was going to school, there was the date night, we would go to a place called Grisanti's. It was a little Italian restaurant. They had some really good. They got rid of Lenny's? They still have Lenny's?
I believe Lenny's is still there.
Okay. There's some really amazing places. It was more than just going out. I miss Thursday nights at the Bears, you know. I'm a Harry Bear, listen to some music or comedy. They used to have comedy. And then we would do a hot bod night at the at Mars. They don't have that. You guys have Walnut Street or something, tap something.
Well, the thing that blew me away was that the Dalai Lama's brother lived there and ran the Snow Lion restaurant. Like, really? The Dalai Lama's brother lives in Bloomington, Indiana? So it's just this like awesome little cultural oasis in the middle of Indiana. And I'm from Southern Indiana. So I know it is the exception, not the rule.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for all of you guys giving us time. We're going to have you with one final question. Jerome actually stole our thunder. He was ahead of the curve already. We were going to ask and finish up your favorite IU sports moment, maybe as a group, and then maybe as some individuals. And you can say the Watford shot, but if there's anything else, Seggy, what was your favorite IU sports moment?
Easy. Freshman year, we beat Duke in the tournament. We may or may not. Is this podcast university affiliated?
No,
it is not. No.
Okay. Well, we definitely had a keg on our floor in our dorm because our RA was fired first semester and they never replaced him second semester. So we used my giant suitcase to sneak a keg up. And dude, it was insane. Just imagine being a freshman out of state, and your team is on this incredible run and you beat Duke in the tournament, like, and you're losing by like 18 at halftime, and you come back and you beat them. Unbelievable. You know, Moye blocks Boozer. Like, it was just the best night ever. Run down to Showalter. After that, you run down to Kirkwood. People are climbing the light poles. Like, everyone's just going nuts. Sadly, couldn't go to the bars because we were freshmen. But, man, that for individual moment, that's my best moment. For group moment, I got to go with the watch shot. Or, like I said, at Jerome's wedding, the Mizzou game, you know, just because it was so unexpected. And, again, we were all together. And we didn't have to worry about singing. So, you know, we could be cheering as loud as we wanted. So I'll go with those two.
Steve, what about you?
Yeah, for me, on an individual level, just because I am an Indiana boy, I still remember watching the Keith Smart shot, you know, in my parents' living room, sitting on the floor playing with some toys late at night back in 1987. From at least a semi-group thing, after college, about five of us moved down to Atlanta, and it was when Michigan State was ranked number one, the Haston shot. I remember watching a bunch of different apartments. We all lived on one floor, and the shot goes up. All of our doors fly open. We're running around the hallways like madmen. It was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, for me, I have two moments in Siggy. We share the same one. I was living in Atlanta at the time when the Final Four came that way. And we're sitting at a place, and again, we're down 18 at the half. And the bartender, she says to me and Dan Ponce, who was also in the group at the time, or you know, was one of the founding members of Straight No Chaser, we were in the group at the time. She says, "What would you do if you guys came back?" And he says, "We will streak Peachtree, which is the main drag in Atlantic in Atlanta." And she said, "Well, if you do that, you have to show and prove. I'll get you three pitchers." So, you know, being down 18, we thought, no way is this going to happen. So we came back and won. So we had the streak Peachtree. Sorry, Mom and Dad, if you're watching this, is the first time hearing this. Yes, but I got away with it. And then I guess the second one is when we actually went to the game, we scalped some tickets. We went to the game. We beat Oklahoma, and we come outside and it's pouring down rain, and random Indiana fans we're all just hugging each other, jumping each other in the fountains of the Olympic Square where they had the Olympics, just fountains were jumping up and down. So those were really two amazing moments that I'll never forget in my Indiana history.
Wonderful. I absolutely love it. Before we wrap up tonight, Seggy, where can fans find out more about Straight No Chaser? Where can they go to the World Wide Web or social media, or where can they go find out more about your group?
You can head over to sncmusic.com. All of our information is there. Like I said, we have some live streams coming up next weekend, Friday the 14th, two shows on Saturday the 15th, and then another show on Sunday. We're collaborating with a couple of the bros from Home Free, another acapella group. So if you're an acapella nerd, you'll definitely know who they are. But yeah, check out sncmusic.com. All the info is there. We've got summer dates where we will be doing in-person shows. Thank God. Hope, fingers crossed.
Woo!
And we've got a fall tour coming up too. So yeah, check everything out at sncmusic.com. And if you ever see us out and about, come say what up. We're all friendly. We all want to talk IU sports. So the invitation is out there.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us again today, tonight, guys. That about wraps it up for our 196th show of the Hoosier Sound. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your support. Thank you to our live audience, especially for bearing with our YouTube difficulties. You guys are all beautiful people. To hear more fantastic episodes like the one you heard today, be sure to follow us at Indiana HQ and at the Hoosier Sound. To make sure you don't miss any in the future, you can also go to our website, IndianaHQ.com, to find everything in one place. Lastly, if you enjoy our show, leave us a review, tell a friend, share our links. Your support really helps us grow this podcast and reach more passionate IU fans such as yourselves and Straight No Chaser. But as always, thank you for listening, Hoosier Nation, and we will see you next time.
Then I long for my Indiana.